Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear, a low of 15. Public benefit fraud investigations conducted by the Racine County Human Services Department uncovered $1.1 million in overpayments last year. The department's fraud unit investigated 406 cases of suspected fraud, up nearly 40% from the year before. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says the fraud investigation center on two main issues.
There's fraud that people are essentially misrepresenting themselves and what their financial condition is. But then there's also overpayments that the county may give to those individuals, and, you know, will you be able to recoup that money back as well?
Delagrave said the investigations are critical to the effort to prevent the fraudulent issuance of benefits, and he hopes those who apply for benefits take heed. In addition to the $1.1 million in overpayment claims, the investigation saved taxpayers more than $121,000 by preventing fraud, resulted in four cases being prosecuted with three convictions, 46 citations were issued, and 45 sanctions were issued barring recipients from receiving benefits for a specific time period. The Racine Unified School District Montessori program at Goodland School is going gangbusters, according to Superintendent Lolly Haas, which is why expansion is planned. During a recent update to the Board of Education, Director Amy Shepard talked about two classrooms, each with four sections, for 3- and 4-year-olds. Shepard said the expansion plans for next year incorporate 5-year-olds.
We're adding 2 additional teachers, so 2 additional 3- and 4-year-old classrooms with our 5-year-olds then next year. So we're going to have our true Montessori classroom next year. We've already got one teacher who's on board and hired our third teacher. So we're still looking to hire 1 additional teacher. So we'll have a total of 4 classrooms. Our 3- and 4-year-olds will attend during the morning only. Our 5-year-olds will stay for the entire day.
RUSD Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca said the public's response so far indicates continued expansion through grade 11, though a middle school component per se is not planned. Dr. Haas said she hopes the board will approve more teachers in the budget process, as Montessori seems to be proving itself as a valued choice. Several local police departments may soon have internet purchase exchange locations, areas where people can meet to exchange merchandise they purchase from a seller online. At this week's Mount Pleasant board meeting, Police Chief Tim Zarzecki said the exchange sites are becoming more popular. Officer Jim Kelly said he recently talked to police in Glendale, which has an exchange location, and they provided some signs.
They actually gave us 10 signs for free. I brought this up to Crime Stoppers, along with Sturtevant PD was there, Caledonia, the city, and they liked the fact of what we were doing.
Racine, Caledonia, and Sturtevant have not yet announced where their internet purchase exchange locations will be. Mount Pleasant is planning 2 sites, one in the parking lot at the Village Hall and the other at the COP House on Mead Street. The Racine Fire Department will be using $16,000 in private grant money to provide enhanced technical rescue training for special emergencies. Speaking to the Finance and Personnel Committee, Fire Chief Steve Hansen explained the Geiger Foundation approached them based on past response efforts to such emergencies. Since not all rescues are land-based, Chief Hansen talked about some higher altitude scenarios the training would cover.
In addition, we have a number of water towers around the city that may require us to pick students or somebody who gets up there illicitly, get them off of there to rescue them from 150, 200 feet up. Part of this is for what's called high angle rope rescue. So we train for that as well, so we're prepared to deal with those types of situations. Although most of our rope rescues are actually down in the lakefront on the steep banks north of the zoo there.
The request to apply for and accept the grant will likely be approved without discussion at next Tuesday's council meeting, especially since no city match is required. The Kenosha Police Department, assisted by units of the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, or KDOG, and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, executed a search warrant at Liberty Foods at 6830 14th Avenue about midday Wednesday. The Kenosha News says at least 2 men were arrested during the operation, but there's been no other information from police. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.